way to get here. And, yeah, I don't know if I want to admit that I did this again, but I did. Walked up, I walked around the corner, and as I was coming up to the corner, I could hear one of those dudes on the street just sitting there and yelling and complaining about something. And it sounded like he was talking to someone, but you never know until you can actually see the person around here. And so as I come around the corner, I realized that his person is a dog, like a little puppy. Not tiny puppy, like it's going to be one of those great big dogs. And he's probably 1 or 2 years old. So. But the dog is just, you know, taking everything. And you know how dogs are. He just loved it. He just loved that he was talking, even though the guy was just complaining the whole time. And so I got brave for one of the few times in my life. And I ran up to the guy. I walked up to the guy and I was like, dude, are you all right? What's going on? And I don't know if you've ever done that to one of these homeless, you know, one of these people here on the streets. And it turned out I found one that had a rant in him. Yeah. And he went on and on. Oh, my gosh, his life was so miserable. He'd lost all his money. He'd lost all his job. He'd lost everything. All he had left in this world was this dang miserable dog. And he kicked the dog a little bit as he said that. And I was like, what? And the dog still came back loving him and everything. And I was like, oh, that is so sad. And I told him that. I was just commiserated with him for a minute. I was like, it is. That sounds terrible. Then I took his dog and I ran him back around the corner. Me and the dog just ran off. It was awesome. It was kind of cool. And So there I am with the dog, and I'm like, and I'm already tired because look at me, I can't run that far. And so I see a tree, you know, one of those trees are growing up out of the sidewalk, and so I wrap the leash around the dog, and then I dart in between two cars. And the guy is finally getting up and coming around the corner, and he was just—he was even more sad because now he lost his only friend in the whole world too. And finally, there he was. Came up and saw his dog, and he was so happy. Oh my gosh, he was so happy. And his whole story, his whole life had changed. Me and that dog had created a miracle. We straight-teared misery for that poor dude. Yeah, right? Poor guy. And, I'll talk to you later on next.